Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, it's not over until the fat lady sings, and last night the fat lady was not singing as South Carolina resilient Diesel getting it done. I absolutely missed it because I was doing some work last night getting ready for the Burns broadcast Friday. I was watching the game. South Carolina was down 4-1. My phone rang, and I believe I muted the TV and never looked back up until a buddy of mine told me, "Did you see that walk-off? Did you see what happened?" I missed it. I was not watching the end, but South Carolina comes back victorious. Here is what it sounded like in case you missed it last night.
Ball four, and a walk. The outfield very shallow. And that ball is poked down the line, and it is a fair ball. Tease gives chase. Steele is in, and it's a long single. Gerard hits one to center. This sends the center fielder back. Larson can't get it. Now Bennett has scored, and the brakes are on at second and third.
We're in the bottom of the seventh, 3-2.
That's high to load him up.
3-2.
Ball four, and it's 6-4 with nobody out. Ball four. It's 6-5 on a walk. That one is to right, and it is past the right fielder, diving Layfeld. One is in. Here comes the winning run. Andrew Bogan does it. South Carolina shocks South Dakota, and they win it 7-6.
Pure jubilation, Diesel. It's not over until it's over in South Carolina. What a comeback last night. Congratulations to Irmo. It's not over until it's over. That's where we start the show today.
How about that? And especially because they were put into the loser's bracket by virtue of a walk-off against, who was it, the Las Vegas, Nevada team. And, you know, an awesome, awesome job by that team to come back, that resilience there to not give up when it looked like, you know, you're down, what did you say, 4-1?
Yeah, at one point.
It seemed like, man, this game is over and you're not going to stand a chance to come back in this one. What a fantastic ball game.
JB on the YouTube stream says, "I watched the whole game last night. Glad I did. It was awesome." So many Tolos already in the comment section on the stream. The reaction on Twitter from people across the country last night. Again, Diesel, it's just it's the Little League World Series, right? And let's be honest, there would be people watching from South Carolina if South Carolina weren't in the Little League World Series, but it wouldn't be the involvement that it is now. And for as many people last night that were watching that game and the reaction on Twitter, we care all of a sudden. Because why? It involves us. So there's your lesson for the day. A sport that may typically never really draw the interest. Diesel, guess what? Last night it drew the interest. The reaction and the effort last night from South Carolina was spectacular. Tolos, did you watch last night? Let us know. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. What a game last night.
And the best part is now they get to run it back against the team that put them in the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
Again, you go back to that Monday night, Monday afternoon game. Irmo outplayed him. 5 hits to 2 hits, and Las Vegas just got that necessary hit when it really mattered. And they will play first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. This one, winner of this game, goes to the finals to face either Santa Cruz, Aruba, or Venezuela.
Yeah, absolutely. And best of luck to them. Let's see if the guys can get a little, or maybe it's not the guys. Maybe the guys is a little too old of a phrase to use. The boys, the kids can get a little revenge tonight against Las Vegas. So good luck to them, Tolos. Let us know if you watched the game last night at 844-326-3663. We already have text coming in because the show is live, Diesel. It's show hours, and the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets is open. Shout out to JB on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. The first text of the day getting his upset pick in.
That's right, Tolos. Go to ESPN.com. Click on that NCAA football tab. Easiest way I've found so far is then to click on the schedule tab. Look for the games that are being played on Saturday. Those are the quote-unquote week zero games. It's Iowa State, Kansas State, Idaho State versus UNLV, Fresno State versus Kansas, Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky, and Stanford versus Hawaii. Those are the only 5 games that you can pick this week zero. And then week one in earnest starts with next Thursday's games. Been doing my best to help out some of the Tolos who are sending in incorrect picks. I get it. There's a lot of new people playing the game. As a matter of fact, yesterday at one point, Dan told us about half of the entries that were coming in were from Tolos who have never played this game before in the past. So we're trying to help educate you a little bit, get you up to date and up to speed with what exactly it is you need to do. All you have to do is go to ESPN.com, find the list of games that are available for this weekend. As Cole very often points out, make sure you're clicking the All FBS tab, not just the Top 25 tab, because you could lose out, especially next week and going forward, you could lose out on a lot of options to choose from. Find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright. That's right, score the upset outright. And then text us with your name, the game, and the spread.
A big show coming your way today, Tolos. 3:22, one segment from now, we will debut. We will kick off our States segment. That is States with an apostrophe S, because we are going to rotate guests every week. 2 guests that we have on the show very frequently, with Chapel Fowler, who covers Clemson for the state newspaper, and Jordan Kay, who also is with the same publication. He covers South Carolina. We kick off the States segment today at 3:22 with Chapel Fowler of the state newspaper. Daily Wire is coming up later in the show. We'll dive into the Upset Picks Challenge at 4 o'clock. 4:22, we're going to gauge your thoughts, Tolos, on 3 coaches who want to get back in the game and where their possible landing spots might be. Also, today, 5 o'clock, the Tolo Takeover, your opportunity to take over these airwaves. So set a reminder for that at 5 p.m., Audio Blitz at 5:20, and a little Micah Parsons at the end of the hour. And then to kick off the fourth hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, beginning our weekly segment with Coach Hendricks. Today, it will be at 6 o'clock. Every week following this week during football season, it'll be at 6:22 p.m. So, Furman fans, if you are a Paladin, make sure you tuned in the very last hour of the show today. You'll hear your ball coach breaking it down. And by the way, Diesel, let's dive into this. The final week of NFL preseason begins tonight. We would like to see what from each team before the season starts, including tonight's game. Just up the road, the home team, Carolina Panthers, are in action 0-2 going against the Steelers, who are 1-1 in the preseason. Pittsburgh, a 5.5-point favorite up in Charlotte tonight. You excited about that preseason?
No, I'd rather watch Little League World Series than Carolina Panthers.
Agree with you.
I mean, come on. Who's wasting that kind of money to put anything down on a preseason game? Preseason.
Yeah, I'm with you. Again, I don't really get into the preseason much
gamble
either.
On anything.
They will. If there's a line on it, absolutely. Why not, right? So there are two games tonight in the NFL, Steelers-Panthers, and then on Prime Video at 8 o'clock, you have the Patriots and the Giants. So here's the deal with me tonight. Diesel, if I get home and I'm able to do so, I think I'm going to watch Panthers-Steelers just to see how long or if we get any starters at all, right? What the Panthers starters look like. Mm. Now, I will tell you this. I know it's preseason, but there's no other football on right now. I'm going to watch Patriots-Giants at 8, and I'll tell you why. I told you a couple days ago, the quarterback room in New York is so intriguing to me. And I actually think that the New England Patriots, under Mike Vrabel in their first year, might have a little bit of momentum to ride. Going into their first year. So I know it's preseason. It's on Prime Video. Both teams, though, are 2-0 in the preseason. New York tonight's favored by 6.5 points. I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated. The football side of me is absolutely fascinated, Diesel, with Jackson Dart, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson. Who am I missing? The other quarterback in that room. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but the quarterback room in New York right now fascinates me enough to watch the game tonight. Jackson Dart has played a good amount of snaps this preseason. I don't know how much he'll play tonight, but I am excited. Tonight, two games that we'll see again. Tommy DeVito. Yes, thank you. Tommy DeVito was the one that I couldn't think of. I expect Tommy DeVito to get moved to the practice squad. That quarterback room, though, it's just fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope we see a lot of these starters get a little more reps under their belt. I mean, I don't know that by week one, which is September 4th, now that's 2 weeks away, I don't think I want my starter going in with only like 7 or 8 pass attempts. Maybe if you've got a starter that's 10 years into his career, sure. But when you've got a guy like Bryce Young who started slow multiple seasons in a row, I want to see if this guy can get off to the races, right? I don't want him easing into the season. I want him coming in full bore, ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know what Carolina will do tonight in terms of their starters. When you look at Bryce Young, I don't expect there to be much playing time tonight for them. But again, I think that's why, Diesel, I reiterate so much about every team is so different and the situation is so different in terms of what their goal is for the preseason. Take tonight, for example. You've got the Carolina Panthers tonight who know who their quarterback is, right? They know who their running back is. They know who the receivers are going to be. Obviously, they have depth there. But this is when I say that the preseason is different for every single organization, Panthers tonight know what they've got. The Steelers tonight, they know Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, right? There's no question there. But then you go to that next game, the Giants, Diesel, you're talking about Russell Wilson, who's already earned the starting job. But behind him, Jameis Winston, who at times has been a commodity as a quarterback in the NFL. At times he's been more of an interception commodity.
Liability
at times. And then this young guy, Jackson Dart, who's showing some flash, some really good promise. Tommy DeVito, like I said, I don't expect him to make the roster. But I just look at New York in a division with Dallas, Philadelphia, and Washington. This quarterback room to me is a lot more important than people realize because I just don't know that Russell Wilson, we all know Russell Wilson's been in the NFL for a very long time, right? Are there games that Russell Wilson can go out there and win in the course of the 2025 season? Sure. But you've got to remember, he's got to play the Cowboys twice, the Commanders twice, and the Eagles twice. What do we expect Russell Wilson to actually be able to do? I believe what you're seeing is a stopgap quarterback in Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know this. Hadn't talked to Brian Daboll, of course. But these are what it looks like you're seeing is maybe the changing of the guard in a year or two. I don't know how long Russell Wilson's there, but Jackson Dart looks like he might could be the guy to build around in New York.
Is there any point in your mind, if you're the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that you're saying, or not the Steelers, the Giants, that you're saying at some point, no, sorry, Russ, at some point, Russ is not going to be the guy for us by the end of the season. Are you willing to give him the starting job all season long, or are you saying, hey, Russ, I know you used to be great and you had an okay start, but I mean, come on, man, it's week nine and we're sitting at 4-5 or we're sitting at 3-6 and, you know, thanks for the memories, but go hang out with your beautiful wife and we're going to bring in a rookie quarterback.
You know, it's interesting. I think, Diesel, if Russ stays healthy and can be serviceable enough to keep you in games, I think they stay with Russ all season. However, if Russ, God forbid, gets injured, right, which we don't want to see any player, even though they're in the same division as Mike, you don't want to see anybody get injured. However, we have seen injuries in the past with Drew Bledsoe, with Tony Romo, and different quarterbacks all of a sudden lead to a new era in the same organization with a new quarterback, potentially, and Jackson Dart, which kind of then begs the question, Diesel, tailing off of your question is, well, if that's the case, what are you going to do with Jameis Winston? I mean, you're not going to give this guy a shot? Is Jackson Dart as a rookie beating Jameis Winston? Is that your best option? I don't know. I think that's why, to me, this is the most fascinating quarterback room across the league.
What does your heart tell you, Cole, as we've watched Russell Wilson bounce around from team to team? Do you think this is possibly, yes or no, the final season in which Russell Wilson is the full season starter?
I think there's a good shot.
Like, this is it.
I think there's a good shot that could be
last
the case.
Last ride for Russ. He's 36.
Is he?
He's 36.
Let me see. You know what, man? I would say there's a good shot. I don't know the exact details of his contract in New York. Right now, he's on a one-year deal. I just looked it up with the New York Giants for 2025. Base salary of $2 million. Up to 10.5 in incentives. Yeah, I'd say so, man. You said he's how old? 36?
36.
Yeah, I'd say so. He gets $500,000 for playing 65% of the snaps this season. He gets $1 million for playing 75% of the snaps, and he gets 1.5 for playing 85% of the snaps. So he was released by the Broncos, released by the Steelers. I'd say there's a good possibility, right? That this is it for the – I mean – he's had a great career. He's probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. But at some point, all roads come to an end. And while we all love what Russell Wilson did in his prime with Seattle, Russell Wilson's past his prime, way past it. And it brings up the question, Diesel, of what could Jackson Dart possibly be in the NFL? Could he be a franchise guy to build around that could finally lift this organization? Think about it. The last time this organization was relevant, Diesel, they had an Ole Miss quarterback. Now they've got an Ole Miss quarterback as maybe the backup guy, and maybe that's the changing of the guard we see. I just am so intrigued with Winston being there, Tommy DeVito. I don't know if Jackson Dart will be QB2. But, yeah, I'd say to answer your question, I'd say there's a good shot this might be it for Russ.
Well, I'd say as of right now, this is probably the most entertaining quarterback room to be in with Jameis and Tommy DeVito by themselves. Yeah, it's going to be fun to see, you know, Russ, thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
Good luck. We have to, you know, people want to start the new era sooner and sooner and sooner. And a lot of people want to start at week one. And I think it's okay to give Jackson Dart, if you believe that Jackson Dart is going to be the guy, let him become the starter circa week 7, 8, 9. Give him lots of time to get, you know, acclimated to game day operations, and then make him your starter by week 9. Russ can be his backup. Jameis is sitting there also. Maybe by the end of the season, you just cut Russ and say, hey, man, it's been fun.
So if he's on a one-year deal, Diesel, what I think the best possible scenario could be is – the Giants be competitive enough to be in games with Russ, but not too competitive, because you want New York to be somewhere next year getting a good draft pick. So I think best case scenario for the future is for them to win like 4 or 5 games this year, really. Under Russ, it'd be very clear and evident that Russ is washed up, let him retire, let him walk into the sunset, and then you – I mean, Jameis Winston's been around a little while now. Maybe he's okay being the backup. I don't know. Maybe it's Dart and the veto. Who knows? But I think if you're a Giants fan, you're wanting to start to be able to start transitioning to that new life, right? Yeah. That new young blood.
It's weird to say we don't want Russell Wilson to go out and win 10 games this year, because then the push will say, well, hey, we got to bring Russ back next year and see what he can do again. So you're just kind of pushing off the inevitable.
Real quick, you've got four games tomorrow: Eagles, Jets, Falcons, Cowboys, Vikings, Titans, Bears, Chiefs. I don't know. We'll talk about Micah Parsons later in the show. You've got audio diesel at 5:20, I believe, of Brian Schottenheimer. Mm-hmm. Not like breaking news, but it's kind of like telling in terms of what he thinks will happen with Micah Parsons. And then Sunday, a big slate of games on Sunday. The last one, 10 o'clock on NFL Network, Raiders, Cardinals. And after that, it is officially week one, which means, I don't know if you realize this or not, the NFL preseason is over after this weekend. And Thursday, September the 4th, which is 2 weeks from today, we get Dallas and Philadelphia to open the season. So you won't have any games next weekend, but then the following Thursday, the NFL is officially back, and I can't wait.
Shout out to MD75, who gets in his upset pick. He's taking Fresno +13 over Kansas. Joey Bruton gets his in. He's taking Sam Houston +10 over Western Kentucky. Keep sending them in, 844-326-3663. We'll get to them throughout the show today. But coming up next, let's talk Clemson football with Chapel Fowler of the State newspaper. That is next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we start this segment about Clemson football by not talking about Clemson football at all. Want to go to Chapel Fowler of the State newspaper. Chapel, something you tweeted about earlier, something you call the Indiana rule, a change coming to the way that the College Football Playoff Committee is going to start weighing wins and losses. When you couple that with something that, I don't know if you get them, the ESPN update sent to your phone, just before we started the show 25 minutes ago, ESPN was saying that the SEC is now moving in the direction of 9 conference games. Man, you add those two things together, and it feels like this is it. Like, this is the unofficial start to the Power Four breakaway, because if you're now limiting out-of-conference games for SEC teams to 3, and you're saying you don't want to play lesser quality, lesser value opponents, this feels like the slow, easy breakaway. Am I right or wrong?
The start of it, maybe. Maybe it takes 5-7 years to get to that point. Like, I think 2030 is a big inflection point for a lot of reasons. That's when the buyout drops in the ACC. We've talked about that, Clemson settlement and everything, and there's some TV contracts up, and maybe that's the time that the quote-unquote Super League happens. But this is definitely part of it. Like you said, it's kind of – squeezing out your FCS, your group of 5 schools that obviously benefit a lot financially from those games against a South Carolina, a Clemson. But it doesn't really make sense if you're one of those power conference schools, if this is the new criteria and this is how you're going to be bound by your conference in terms of sheer number of games that you play each year. Those spots fill up quickly. And like in the case of South Carolina, like they've been open about wanting to preserve their Clemson rivalry. On the other side, Clemson has been very proactive about wanting to do the same and finding a way to keep playing that game because it's important to both schools, important to the state. So that one's kind of got to stay. So then what gets cut after that, it immediately goes back down to your Coastal Carolina or Furman or Citadel or something. It is definitely the start of the squeeze out. I don't think it's a huge surprise. I think the SEC has kicked around 9 games for a while now. But not totally surprised to see it happening, even if it might take a while to fully go into effect.
Chapel Fowler, the state newspaper, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. Chapel, anytime Cade Klubnik, quarterback at Clemson, is given a mic, he's talked about this offseason a good bit, it seems like to me, just how people thought he sucked a season ago, right, before the 2024 season began. When you fast forward and look into your crystal ball, your Magic 8 ball, maybe 5 months from now, 6 months from now, what do you think people will go to now with Cade Klubnik? Because 2 years ago, obviously a little shaky coming into this season. He's the best thing since sliced bread. How do you think Cade Klubnik's legacy will be written in his final season at Clemson?
I think unless things go dramatically wrong this year, he's going to leave very, in high regard. Like, people are going to love this guy. This is definitely from what we've seen of 1 year, one of the great quarterbacks of the Dabo era. I'm not saying he's Taj or Deshaun or Trevor, but some of his stats have gotten up to that point, and he's taken him to a playoff. Where he lands on that list of like top 4 Dabo quarterbacks is going to be determined a lot by what they do this year. But unless, he pulls like a Nico midseason, which isn't going to happen, or if they go like 2-10, like, outside of these random crazy instances, like, this is going to be a good team. They're going to win a good number of games. They'll probably be in contention for the ACC title, in contention for a playoff spot. Cade's a gamer. He's been very loyal to them and vice versa. It's very much like a good college development story. I think a lot would have to go wrong to change that. But if things like all click, he's looking at least like a very nice exit and a nice look back on his time at Clemson, and obviously a chance to do something that only 2 other guys have done under Dabo, which is lead them to a national title or even a long playoff run, really, I think would boost him up even more than he is right now. So he's put himself in position to do it. So credit to him.
Chapel, Clemson won 10 games last year, a really good season for that team. But if you start to look at certain elements like the game within the game, they were outscored or at least tied with the number of points scored in the fourth quarter 10 times out of 14 games last year. Georgia, NC State, Florida State, Virginia, Louisville. Now, that's a little asterisk, but that was a disastrous game for them. Pitt, Citadel of all teams, scored more points in the fourth quarter than Clemson. South Carolina, SMU, Texas, they tied in the fourth quarter. What's the messaging inside of that team to make this a better second half and particularly fourth quarter team?
Yeah, Cade talked about that earlier this week. I thought it was a good point. Some of those admittedly are a little skewed because they're playing like second and third string guys in that NC State game, Citadel, App State. But at the same time, like you recruit those guys to do a job, and it doesn't look good to be getting like run ragged up and down the field with your second team that's supposed to be giving you depth. So even if that's kind of the asterisk, like it still goes into the stats all the same. Like there's no change in that. I don't know. I think that they just had a number of like lapses. Y'all can probably remember this. Like I think about the Pitt game, the South Carolina game, especially the Pitt game. Like there was just this run of, like seven or eight or like nine drives in a row where it was either like punt or turnover over and over again. ACC title against SMU, you're up 21 in the fourth quarter and you let that lead wither away because of a combination of, first of all, Kevin Jennings playing really well, but you know, not great defense and offense unable to like get a first down and just run out the clock. Those are like the key situational quarters and moments that like decide who wins the championship, who advances in a playoff. So there's definitely work to be done there. They pulled out a number of games, close ones, SMU, Pitt, and then they lost one like South Carolina. And then you get down against Texas and you just can't come back. So it definitely swung both ways for them last year. But I think in general, like fourth quarter improvement is a point of emphasis and it should be.
Chapel this morning, Good Morning America was at Clemson's Death Valley. In that interview, Dabo Swinney said, "I'm excited, just like everybody here is excited. This place is electric. It's an amazing environment, and this is what we work all year for. We get 12 days that we know we get to play, and we work all year for those 12 days. He's talking about working all year for this opener, obviously, in the big game coming up against LSU. We've talked a lot about both coaches and both programs, Chapel, and how they perform out of the gate. Do you think there's too much being made about LSU's Brian Kelly, about Clemson and their, you know, the bad performance against Duke 2 years ago on Labor Day, last year against Georgia and Atlanta? Is there too much being made of how these teams start the season in your mind or no?"
The playoff format tells you that a little bit, yes, because either team could lose this game and make the playoff really, really easily. This is one game of 12. There are conference championship auto bids. There's all the stuff we talked about earlier with strength of schedule and everything. Whoever loses this game, I've said this a few times over the summer, like their season's not over. But I think kind of the hype wave that the winner of this game is going to get is really going to like boost them. Like it's almost worth like two wins or something, or one and a half wins. Like, To win that game in that charged up setting, you know, fans drinking beer in the stadium, buying it for the first time, it's going to be rowdy. So I think like to win that game on that stage, big ABC broadcast, that is going to boost the winner like so high. I think there's valid questions about Clemson in openers. Like you mentioned, the last two, it's three of the last four when you include the Georgia game in Charlotte. And then the only win in that span is against a Georgia Tech team that essentially had a sitting duck head coach that got fired like 5 weeks into the season and nobody was surprised in Jeff Collins. Now it's South Carolina. So I don't know, like that's stuff that matters. Conditioning in the first game matters. How you perform in the first game matters. Like it doesn't look good when you're playing Georgia and everybody just looks a little bit faster off the line than you kind of look this way against Duke too. It's just one game and it doesn't end the season, but I think it's like a pretty fair amount of pressure on both teams just because of, you know, what their track record has been in openers recently, and how much just winning the opener, getting to 1-0 can do for a team, which is a lot.
Chapel, I hope that they have overestimated their need for beer vendors and kiosks and places to get them. I've been in stadiums before where it's their first time selling beer and they're always way short of what they think they need. And you see lines stretching like crazy. You wrote a story about Tyler Venables and the four other players on this team that are still around from the COVID season. Did you feel like you needed to call these guys, sir, when you interviewed them? Did you talk about their 401ks and their real estate deals?
Oh man, no. Tyler was very flattering when we talked. He was like, "Are you in school?" And I was like, "No, I'm actually older than you." But I appreciate that. I told him I just shaved, so that's probably why. But no, it's a good group of guys. That was something I was interested in doing. I thought about it like 2 years ago almost or something. I was thinking about, you know, eventually there's going to be a year when this kind of funnel of COVID guys is dissipating. And that's like an interesting inflection point in college football for a million reasons. Maybe like 2% of which I was able to touch on in the story. Like, that was just such a insane year between everything with COVID. And then, you know, you've got murder George Floyd and like racial reckoning. There's so much going on. Like, that is a crazy year from any measure worldwide. And here's the last five guys that were part of that from the Clemson's perspective as a player. So it was fun to kind of dive into, you know, why are all six of these guys still here? How are they still here? But Venables, I thought, had some really astute points about how, you know, there's a lot of commitment to stick around at a place for 6 years. It's not like you're just walking in and chilling and suiting up on game days. That's 6 years of early morning practices and classes and grind. And all those guys have stuck around and done it. I know South Carolina has a few, like Luke Doty comes to mind, the all-geezer team guys. I think there's jokes to be made about those guys, and they kind of know it's part of the deal. But, yeah, definitely a cool group. And, you know, like I'll hat tip anybody who's still kicking it in college football after 6 years. Like that's a lot of work to do that. So, yeah, it was fun to chat with Tyler and write about those guys.
Chapel, what have you seen to this point during fall camp that – in your mind might settle the minds of Clemson fans when it comes to the running back room? It's funny, both programs and state were having a very similar conversation with the running back room and some questions surrounding it. Clemson's might be a little bit more stable with the depth, but what would you say that you've seen would ease the mind of Clemson fans if that's one of their concerns heading into the LSU game?
I think the easy answer is look at your team's wide receiving group instead and understand that if Adam Randall's not getting it done, you can probably just throw it 10 extra times and you'll be fine.
I like that.
I do think the combination of Randall and Gideon Davidson will be a pretty passable group. I think Jay Haynes is a name that, you know, I forget about sometimes just because he's coming off ACL surgery and still isn't 100%. But, like, this is a very solid change of pace guy, good kick returner. Like you said, there's a decent number of names there that can maybe get something done. I think you probably lower the expectations a little bit just because between Shipley and Maffa, like, you're very spoiled to have that combination of guys for as many years as you did. And to have both those guys stay mostly healthy and really stick it out and carry the rushing attack for like 4 years it was. And now they're both in the NFL. So that doesn't happen all the time. So maybe they won't be as dominant. I do think it'll probably come back to bite them in a game here or there. But I think for the most part, you can get by with your good wide receivers, which hasn't been a thing Clemson has had a lot of in recent years, and now they do. And then just Randall's a veteran guy. We saw against Texas, he can play a little bit. So between him and Davidson, I think they can probably get by, but maybe just not at as elite of a level as it's been in previous years.
At Chapel Fowler works for the state newspaper covering Clemson. Make sure you go give him a follow on Twitter. Any last minute fine tuning details that Dabo and Garrett and Tom are still working on, still trying to square away, or do you think most position battles are pretty well fixed?
I'd say they're pretty well fixed. We'll obviously get an idea early next week when they put out their first depth chart. Probably a few lingering injuries to monitor, like Walker Parks at right guard. Is he going to be healthy enough to go for the opener? Dabo has said yes. Khalil Barnes, safety, hamstring. A few positions where there might be like an injury question, but for the most part, I mean, this team returns, I think it's 16 of 22 starters. So they're pretty much set at most of their spots. Punter, we'll see what happens at punter. You know, I kind of pressed Dabo on why they didn't decide to take a transfer portal punter earlier this summer, and he totally owned it and said, "We like the guys in the room. If you know, it doesn't work out, like, blame me." So they've kind of, that's the dice that they've rolled. Apparently, as of last week, it was going okay, but maybe not as well as he wanted it to. He said some quote about, you know, I might just have to roll dice and pray to God that, or pick a name out of a hat and God will pick the right one. so that's a position of question, safety a little bit, but for the most part, they're set. And that's because of their great retention.
Chapel, as we let you go, one of our tholos on the YouTube stream asked who your dentist is. He says, man, he has a great smile. So letting you go with a compliment today. How about that?
All right. I love it. Thanks, Drew.
Drubastank. I think Drubastank is what he goes by. You never know what you're going to get with our audience, man.
I appreciate you as always, Chapel.
Yeah. Thanks, Chapel.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Chapel Fowler, the state newspaper in the state's segment this week. Next week, you'll get his cohort. Who is that? Jordan Kay of the state newspaper, who we have on the show from time to time as well. So Chapel and Jordan will rotate. And we're excited to talk to Jordan next week. It's always a lot of fun talking to both of those guys. Our whip around of the sports world happening next. Daily Wire's coming right at you on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, it's time to look around the sports world at what else is happening out there every single day, except for yesterday, because Shane Beamer, we had him on at 3:45 Diesel, and we totally forgot later in the show to get to our Daily Wires. But this is where we do the latest. What's happening in the sports world? Bzz. Our Daily Wires.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. It's a buzz. It's happening right now. Atlanta, Diesel, better late than never, I guess, continues in their winning ways. Hey, we've sucked all season, but we're going to win now. They defeated Chicago 1-0 last night. The Braves are off today. The Hub City Spartanburgers fell to the Greenville Drive on Wednesday night, and the series is now even at 1. You said the score, was it, would you say 4-3 earlier or something like that? I know you had it pulled up. I'm not sure if you...
Which game? The Spartanburgers game?
Spartanburgers. They fell to the drive.
I did not have it pulled up, but I will.
Game 3 tonight at 6:35 in Spartanburg. I know they lost the game, but I didn't put the score in the Daily Wires. The Drive and Burgers are now tied at 1, final series of the season. This is it. The Burgers need it if they want to own the 85-I-85 rivalry in 2025. So we'll see if they can get that done. Again, game 3 tonight, 6:35 in Spartanburg. This was interesting. a bullet. We found this out because of the Netflix documentary, or not Netflix, but the documentary on the Kansas City Chiefs. A bullet penetrated the glass in the practice facility office of Andy Reid while the Chiefs coach was working alone in the office last season. The Kansas City Star reported Wednesday night Reid was unharmed. Kansas City, Missouri Police Department spokesman Captain Jake Bakina told the Star, according to the report, the shot was fired from outside the Chiefs facility in Kansas City, went through the glass of Reid's office and lodged into a wall about 15 feet from where he was sitting. How wild of a story is that, Diesel?
That's terrifying. Look, if somebody was trying to take a shot at Andy, that's number one. That's really, really scary. Number two, if somebody was just outside of the offices and just pow, 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 and just so happened to land 15 feet away from Andy Reid, that's even crazier.
Makes you just wonder, like, man, what all happens sometimes that we actually don't hear reported, you know? The fact that that happened and we didn't hear about it when it happened? Like, how did we not hear about that? That's absolutely mind-boggling. Dallas Wings guard Paige Becker set a WNBA single-game rookie scoring record with 44 points Wednesday night in Los Angeles, but it wasn't quite enough for the victory as the Sparks guard Kelsey Plum hit a shot just before the buzzer to give LA an 81-80 win at Crypto.com Arena. So you score 44, Diesel, and you look at your teammates and go, hey, thanks for the help. My 44 points weren't enough to get the win tonight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, in baseball, they'd call that needing a little run support.
Man, you got to feel bad for old Beckers. In New Jersey, trying to bolster one of their weakest positions, the New York Jets acquired defensive tackle Harrison Phillips and Juwan Briggs in separate trades on Wednesday. The Jets traded 2 sixth-round picks to Minnesota for Phillips and a 2027 seventh-round pick, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter, trade pending a physical. So the New York Jets making some last-minute moves.
And are we shocked that the Jets are waiting until the last minute to get things done?
No, they're in trouble.
It's the Jets.
They're in trouble. Diesel in Santa Clara, California, since signing wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson in March, the San Francisco 49ers have been bracing for him to be suspended for the first three games of the season, part of a fallout from a misdemeanor DUI charge. The New York Yankees bats are red hot ahead of a key four-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Juan Carlos Stanton hit a pinch hit, two-run home run in the top of the 10th. Austin Wells followed with a second homer of the night as the Yankees topped the Rays 6-4 at or in Tampa, Florida on Wednesday night. By the way, that score of the Greenville Drive game was 3-2. Greenville defeated Hub City on yesterday. The New Orleans Saints, Diesel, added to their receiver room ahead of the regular season, acquiring Devon Vell in a trade with the Denver Broncos, the team announced on Wednesday. In return, Denver received a 2026 fourth-round pick and a 2027 seventh-round selection.
Yeah, reshuffling the deck chairs, man.
We'll talk about this more at 520 when you have some audio for an audio blitz, Diesel. With the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons do not appear any closer on a contract extension, and they were at the start, or than they were at the start of training camp. But, big but here, Coach Brian Schottenheimer is confident, and I mean very confident, that the Pro Bowl edge rusher will be available for the September 4th season opener against the Phillies.
And here is Brian Schottenheimer.
At the end of the day, we feel like Mike is going to be out there when we can line up against Philadelphia here in 15 days or whatever it is. And, the answer is, yeah, I feel good about that, yeah.
Without a contract extension?
I feel good that Mike is going to be out there against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And by the way, Diesel, I said against the Phillies. I did not say against the Philadelphia Eagles. My mistake there, against the Philadelphia Eagles. God. They're not playing the Phillies.
God, you jumped all over Monica McNutt for saying Shedeur Sanders.
I know. How dare I?
Who do you think you are?
Humpy Wheeler, former GM of the Charlotte Motor Speedway, has passed away at the age of 86. A great name and a great man, among many other promotions. He was instrumental in directing the installation of lights at Charlotte Motor Speedway for nighttime racing, as well as bringing IndyCar events to the CLT. Diesel, we mentioned this in the very first segment of the show, but the SEC executives are reportedly moving closer to adopting a 9-game conference schedule in football.
Uh-huh.
A final decision rests with the SEC 16 school presidents who are expected to meet soon to discuss the issue.
Add to that, you know, something that I brought up there with Chapel, the fact that now it seems the College Football Playoff Committee is going to start weighting games against good teams, quality opponents, a little bit more than, you know, beating a bad opponent or a mediocre opponent by 40 points. They're going to care more about what you did against those other top 25 teams. So it seems like, Cole, it's going to make it impossible to skate through with an easy schedule. Mm. And at the same time, some teams are going to have to start thinking, do we really want to be playing these G5 and FCS teams that are not helping us at all when it comes to the weighting and the data?
Yeah, and last one, you put this one on here, Diesel. I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
Something about a tennis player who's irrelevant because she's almost ranked 600th.
She was at one point the world's 75th ranked tennis player.
Not
that
anymore.
Was a couple of years. Not anymore. This is wild, Cole. This is a professional tennis player who was a top 100 player in the world named Sasha Vickery, who is on OnlyFans, where she charges men $1,000 a pop for dates in events where she's playing in that tournament. She says, quote, "It's the easiest money I've ever made. I'm very open-minded, and I don't care what people think of me."
Evidently not.
Yeah.
Evidently not, right?
Attractive girl. Yeah, get it how you live, I guess. Make that money while you can, because tennis ain't working out for her. Not 559th in the world. She's not making any money on the court.
Those are your Daily Wires, Tolos.
Yep, and when we come back, Tolos, I want to play a little game. You know, we've played win-loss. You've called in to ask about your teams. Now I want you, Tolos, to call in at 844-326-3663. And I'll have you go win-loss on your rivals' schedules. 844-FAN-PHONE, call in now. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click.
all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.